Hello, everyone. This is David Edstrom with Panoramics, and to bring to you a series that we are putting together with our advisor clients called Panoramics in Place. It's, of course, a play on shelter in place. And we're excited to have on our first presentation, Matt Urban, who's with Kennedy Financial in Eastland, Texas. And just going to ask a couple questions about how their firm is managing through the process the last couple months and just kind of have a candid discussion. So Matt, thanks so much for taking time to be with
us. Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all having this, and it's good to share our stories and as we do with the families that we work with, potentially help other advisors grow and develop. So great opportunity. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks so much. I appreciate you saying that and taking the time. So kind of the things that I wanted to focus on is just obviously 3 months ago, no one knew or even possibly foresaw this was going to happen. So do you think that your firm it was adequately prepared going into this? So you guys had the systems in place and were able to manage through this? You know, talk a little bit about that process and how it worked for you.
Yes, no one anticipated quite what came upon us. We've been servicing clients across the nation for several years. Jim's been in business for over 30 years, 20 years specifically in the advisory business. And he's always been very nimble as a small business owner. As you know, we're in a small community and not everybody wants to live right here. And so majority of our clients don't live here either. So we've been working with clients remotely for over 20 years and have provided staff to work remotely for a similar time frame. As far as a transition, being prepared, I would say we were probably very well prepared, right? It just was a matter of making sure everybody's equipment was working. If some folks needed new equipment, or if there was a couple of people that were used to being in office, then went home, maybe had to get a new piece of equipment. So small changes, but all in all, staff didn't have an interruption in their day. Clients, most of all, not having an interruption, their quality of service or their timeliness of service, which is probably the most important thing right now.
Oh, that's great. I mean, that's fantastic. It sounds like you guys had a pretty good plan in place and it worked, because sometimes the contingency plan is a great thing on paper, but in reality, actually executing it is not. In terms of that, talking about the fact that you've had systems in place and you've had to get equipment for your staff, you know, talk a little bit about your tech stack and how it's helped or hindered. Are there any things that, you know, hasn't worked as well or have, or is it essentially it's kind of business as usual?
I think anytime you have such an abrupt change, although you are generally prepared, there's some wiggle room to work out. So, you know, some of the things that we've faced with our tech stack was just kind of learning how to use it at a more massive scale. So for instance, GoToMeeting, we use that a lot. I use it for a lot of our client meetings. We utilize it for a morning huddle. So trying to get logistics down of how do we need to make calls? Because it used to be that we would have a video function on our screen here in the conference room and then do a call everybody's extension through conference lines, et cetera. Then we had too many. We couldn't get enough conferences. So it's like, okay, let's utilize the conference line. So things like that and getting everybody at the right place at the right time can be a little bit difficult. But a few days of working out kinks, that was just fine. But we use TD Ameritrade, our clearing firm. They've done great at utilizing other, you know, screen sharing and different capabilities there. So that's been wonderful. Panoramics obviously has been great because there was no interruption of service. And in fact, folks that needed something a little extra, we could get them logged on to the client side of that portal as well. Same with our planning software, trying to keep people informed, because that, I think that's the most unnerving thing. We see the news. What did the news do, or what is going on in legislation? And then how does that directly affect me and what I have and what I have going on? Because as crazy as it sounds, and being an advisor previously yourself, you know this, the news says something, oh, that had to have happened to me, even if I have assets that don't correlate at all with what happened. So I think our CRM systems, Panoramic planning software, and then some of these other tools like GoToMeeting have really flourished in our point that we could service these clients to the best of our ability and the service they deserve.
Good points there. I wonder, looking back even 10 years ago, had this happened, the impact it would have had, not just on our industry, but so many industries and the ability to work remotely, even the ability to operate. And technology has advanced so far that it's allowed advisors to continue their business almost uninterrupted. And clients are willing to accept the technology as well. And speaking to advisors, it seems as though that client interaction has actually been heightened. And if anything, there could be strengthened relationships through this whole process, could be a positive thing that comes out of it. And again, clients willing to accept multiple different ways of communicating.
One thing, this kind of went in, we talked about some challenges that we face, and I think we'll probably get into more here in a second. But you know, you talked about strengthening relationships, and yes, staying in front of people is huge. Some of us that work on more of the investment management side have been on the phone a lot. And not necessarily any big concerns, but just knowing what's going on, the more touch. One way that we really like to strengthen relationships is we do stuff the cowboy way. We're in Eastland, Texas, and we like the handshake at the table, sitting across, looking at somebody in the eyeballs. And it's really big to create that foundational relationship, because as a human, we're going to make mistakes. There's no predicting the market. So there's going to be hiccups in plans and processes and things. You try to avoid all the things that you can, but there's some things that come at you that you just, it's circumstantial, if you will. So I would almost have the new relationships be a challenge as far as more so than strengthening them. It's strengthening current and more mature relationships. But the way we prefer to create new relationships has probably been more of a challenge than a asset, I guess, at this point.
That makes a lot of sense. And I was going to ask about the cowboy way. I saw that on the website. So thanks for explaining that. And you're right. That whole, I think that notion of building relationships face to face with the handshake, from a business development perspective, it is very challenging right now. We're able to manage through technology maintenance of the business and communication with the business, with our clients. But I think it will be challenging, particularly someone like yourself, your firm that does that more high touch. But on the flip side, it seems as though you have embraced technology because of your client base that's not geographically located just in Eastland. But with that in mind, how do you see client interaction and new business development changing going forward as a result of what's going on now?
That's a great thing to explore. Let's do client interaction first. We traditionally do seminars, do lunches and some dinners, try to make them educational, stay in front of our clients. Our in-house CFA gives a market update regularly at those luncheons, current events, etc. That's huge, because seeing folks, knowing what's going on in their life very regularly, is important to those continued relationships. So in lieu of that, we've done actually two different things. You know, when the markets first started having some of this spiked volatility, we had a roundtable talk with Jim and Aaron and recorded it. So it was not live. It was not an interaction, because, of course, things got to be approved by compliance, right? Need to stay within the lines. Don't want to get carried away. But we were able to, within a couple of days, send out very relevant information about what's going on with our clients and how we're doing things and combating current circumstances. And so that was powerful. I think that was an ease, because if there's not a way to call everybody and have a 30-minute conversation, that was a way to do it. You know, it was about a 5 or 10 minute recording, send it out and give everybody a good touch, if you will. And then I believe it was last week or the week before, sorry, the days kind of run together at this point in time, we did a online seminar. So we utilized GoToMeeting. We had clients actually log in. We tried to do like shared a webcam. We could see the faces. They could see our face. We did some presentations about, you know, opportunities during this time, some legislation that's going on, obviously where we're at in the market, what we're doing. So it was probably more so like our normal seminars. So it gave them something, A, eyeball to eyeball, right? We could see each other, we could connect in that way. But B, it was something they're very comfortable with as they're used to our seminars, and we ran it very similar to that. And it was kind of amazing because some of the folks that prefer either a phone only or an in-house appointment said, hey, GoToMeeting wasn't that bad. Let's try that next time. And it created a good opportunity, right, to expand that. And what we're trying to do is be able to be nimble in our service, because what's the thing that we want to promise our clients the most? That's time, right? We want to take all these stresses off of you and give you ability to live life on purpose. That's how we do business. And so if it beats you from driving in a car an hour or 2 hours to our office for an hour long meeting and then an hour or 2 hours back, if you hit it at rush hour, you know it's going to be more. Mm-hmm. If we can get in front of you, share our face, see your face, share what we need to share, and allow you to go on about your day, it's just so powerful, right?
You know, that's fantastic. And that actually kind of leads into my last question, which is, any of the things that you've put in place and implemented or been forced to implement during this process, what of those do you think you'll keep going forward? One of which probably is doing more online reviews and meetings with clients. Is there anything else, that some things that you've implemented just during the last 60 days that you might think that you're going to keep doing going forward?
Yes. New clients get a new holdings from Panoramics. We send those out monthly or quarterly, depending on their need. They can look different than anything they've seen before. So we've done where I have done a GoToMeeting by myself, recorded it, walked somebody through a generic statement, recorded that. So, hey, Mr. Client, you got your first holdings. I want to provide this video as well to help you walk through and understand what it is that you're looking at. And that's not to take place of a personal call or personal touch, but so oftentimes our clients are trying to live life. And so they may look at their holdings at 9:30 while they're laying in bed just before they go to sleep, or they may look at it at 5 o'clock in the morning. And I can tell you, I'm not answering my phone at that time. So I want to provide them a resource that they can use. And if the call is necessary, let's make a call. Second thing that we're working on is it's kind of a two-phase thing, because similar fashion for client reviews. You know, some clients will tell you, I'm good, I call you guys if I need you. But there's that compliance and regulatory piece where we need to walk you through your review at least annually. So do a similar fashion, walk a client through their review. And what we're trying to set up is a green room, if you will, to where you can have the review on the screen, kind of point that shows a face and makes it more personal. It's similar to just reading it off the screen, but always trying to create that client interaction and have an enhanced experience, right? That's what the key is having a quality experience every time you visit with someone or share. Additional to that, that's more, I guess, would be what I would consider internal. We've all have the ability to work from home. We've got a lot of families in our office with kids, and kids get sick, work has to go on, we have to be nimble, right? So that's one thing that we're going to continue to use. So we've learned, to touch back into challenges, is one of the challenging things was now we have less people in the office, which is good for safety precautions, obviously, but challenging because some of the things that we do are so hands-on. You know, things as simple as getting the mail out or getting mail in. Right. You know, who handles that? How do we handle it efficiently when maybe some of the folks that did do that are not here or have a sick kid and they're logged in from home or et cetera? So we worked out some of those processes to try to fill those gaps and be more succinct and cross-trained in those duties to have no interruptions. Our goal is to always have the client feel that there's no issue, no interruption. Obviously, we're very transparent when things arise, but it's better to feel no pain, right? So I joke about it as our front entrance looks calm and cool and the back office looks like the floor at the opening bell. So there's a lot going on, but we want to continue to be able to keep our technology up to date have our servers in place, et cetera. Security is huge anytime you're talking about so much of this. So those are things that we're really going to continue to develop. And it also makes for a great environment, because if you know that you can have the flexibility to work from home, you don't ever have to have that internal struggle. Can I get my work done versus should I take care of my kid, right? The answer should always be your kid. Family comes first. But we also know the world spins around and business has to take place. So it's that balance, right? But doing the things that we've done, we'll continue to expand on those and utilize these functions. So it's great, great opportunity, a great test of skills that we had, a great development of new skills based on current circumstances.
Thank you so much, Matt. I think that what you've really hit on, I think, with a lot of it is that many people think that the technology is going to replace the need for an advisor. But in the end, there's nothing that takes away from that human element, that touch, that communication, that one-on-one knowledge of understanding needs, goals, fears, expectations, and providing that confidence to the clients. And technology is a tool that allows us to do it in different ways, in better ways, more effective ways, more efficient ways. Which is great to hear the way that your firm is dealing with this and has done it and has been prepared with it and embracing technology. That's fantastic. I just want to say thank you so much for your time today. And once again, everyone that's on the call, this is Matt Irvin with Kennedy Financial in Eastland, Texas. Thanks so much.